All right, in this week's parsha, we have the parsha of the Mayadim. I want to reflect on a obvious question that comes up in the parsha of the Mayadim. It opens up like this: Dabro b'nei Sabarta Mo'adei Hashem Shetikro some Mo'adei Mikrash Elohim Mo'adei. These are Mo'adim that you call them Mikrei Kars, because Kayadua, the Mo'adim is totally in Kiddush Bezdin. You know, it doesn't have, you know, it's a date, not a day. So, you know, in Bezdin, the calendar is in the hands of the Bezdin, right? Elohim Mo'adei. Goes into Shabbos, and Shabbos is not a Moed. Shabbos is, Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, Kviyah V'Kaima, right? If we would ever lose the Luach, and there would not be, the Luach would go, we'd lose it, and there'd be no Bezitz, Mekar Shal Piriyah, we'd still have Shabbos. We wouldn't have Yom Tov. We'd still have Shabbos. Shabbos is not Asher Tegros on Mordom. So then the Torah ends off and says, Eilim Mord Asher Tegros on Mordom, Bachorish Arishon. So it says the Pasuk again, because then it goes into the real Mordom. So the question that, the Chazal in different places already asked this question, what is Shabbos doing here? And that's why Shabbos is obviously so Yotz Makal that they had to repeat the Pasuk of Eilim Mord Hashem again when launching into Pesach.
I always learned that Shabbos is the source of all Kedusha. In terms of time, in terms of Yom Tov, the life is future of Shabbos. But I don't know how to exactly articulate that.
Okay, we're going to discuss that, but you're on the right track of what he says. What he says is...
No.
What you're saying is in the Zayar and Ramchal talks about. I'm going to discuss it. We mavar it a little bit more. But Rashi is dealing with. It brings a Chazal that deals with this kasha. What is Shabbos doing in the parsha of the Mo'adim? And he says like this: Ma inyan Shabbos etzel Mo'ados lelomdecha shekoha mechalos haMo'ados malav kilu chilos haShabbosos chom mekayem haMo'ados malav kilu kiyem haShabbosos. Sounds very nice. What does it mean? So it's sandwiched with the Mo'adim to teach you that it's very important. If you're Mo'adim are very choshev, because if you're Mekayim them, it's as if you're Mekayim Shabbos, and if you're Mechalel the Mo'adim, right, it's as if you're Mechalel Shabbos. Sounds interesting, but what does that mean?
They all have a nature. Each one has a message, has a Yom Tov, and has a
focus. What does that do with Shabbos? How is it connected to Shabbos? That's a real...
Right. Okay, so another question to ask is that, and also in this week's parsha, we have the tzivui of Sfiras Omer, as again in the Hemshech of the parsha of the Mo'adim, right? And over here is where the Torah does the most misleading thing, that that we have two blot in Menachos about the vikuchim that we had with the tzdukim on this. Usfartchem mimachras haShabbos. Right, that they held that it's Shabbos Bereishis, right? That they held that Sfir starts from Chol HaMoed Pesach, Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, right? Because that's like Machos HaShabbos Kipshutai, right? And that way, every year, Shavuos comes out on a Sunday. Agav, that Gemara is that we just mentioned is one of the biggest riots to what the Rambam says, black on white, that the Tzukim didn't believe in the divine origin of Tarshish B'Chasav either. They just needed to, they needed to offer something, otherwise the people wouldn't follow them. So it would be a cultural void. So they hopped on to the Mikra, and not on
to proof.
Oh, because in the Vikuach that went back and forth between, there were many proofs, but they had a Vikuchim with Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. So they told Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai this, one of the Ziknei HaTzdukim, said a following argument. Moshe Rabbeinu Oev Yisrael Hoya. I'm sorry about that. Roughly it's a Lashon. He loved the Jewish people. He wanted them to have a long weekend. So it works out that if you count Mimachas HaShabbos Kipshuto, Shabbos Bereishis, so you're going to have a long weekend when it comes to Shavuos, because Shavuos will come out on Sunday. You have Shabbos and Sunday. Right? Right?
So
Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered back, if he was Oyavam Shal Yisrael, why did he was metal to them in the Midbar Arbaim Shona? Right. No. No, as I said, he was answering the Anik Silki Valto. He's answering him. They held that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah. Right? It was an Oy of Yisrael. They held that Moshe Rabbeinu made the whole thing up. Right? So, Moshe was an Oy of Yisrael. He wants a long weekend. So he said, look, the Shitascha, Moshe Rabbeinu is an Oy of Yisrael. Why was he Metalto Am Yisrael in the Midbar 40 years? No, this Gemara is one of the black and white rise to what the Rambam already writes, that they didn't believe in Torah Shebichtav either as being Mipia Gvura. They held on to Torah Shebichtav cultural value. Otherwise, there'd be a total cultural vacuum if they rejected the Torah Shebichtav openly also. Right? But the question remains, why is Pesach called Shabbos? And why is it in context of Sfiras HaOmer that the Torah is so misleading about this? So now, interestingly enough, this issue of the strange relationship between Pesach and Shabbos starts from over here in the parasha of Sfiras HaOmer, right? But we know that Zachar v'Shar v'Dibur Echad Nemru, and all the differences between Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnius, which are in Parshas Yisro, and in Parshas Veschanan, were all Nemar B'dibur Echad. But these things that were said B'dibur Echad are sometimes read very differently. So Zohar V'Shamar is just one difference of a few that appear in the Tzivui to keep Shabbos. Right? Because in Parshas Yisro, right, is the famous Ki Sheshes Yomim Asar Hashem Es Hashemayim V'Saretz, right, Yom Hashvi Shavas Ve'Nafash, right, or talks about Ma'isa Bereishis. In Dibra Shnius, in Parshas Ve'eschanan, is V'Zacharta Ki Eved Ha'isa Mitzrayim V'Otzi'ach Hashem Elokecha Mishav Ha'kein Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha Latzios on Shabbos, right, that Shabbos is Zechu Tzias Mitzrayim, because of course we took you out of Mitzrayim, right, and you owe it to him, as is, now you're his servants. You have to keep Shabbos. Ki'ilu, our din of keeping Shabbos is midin like an eved, eved of an adon also has to keep Shabbos. Right. The truth is, yesh harbe laharchiv that also there's in the parsha of the Moadim in Parshas Mishpatim, it's Shabbos and Pesach, and when that parsha is almost repeated verbatim, word for word, in Parshas Kisisa, it's Pesach and then Shabbos. Right? Sometimes it's Shabbos Pesach, sometimes Pesach Shabbos. Shabbos is Zechel Ma'aser Bereishis. Shabbos is also Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. And Lamaaseh, we have this duality in the Kiddush itself. Kiyom, right? Zechel Ma'aser Bereishis. Kiyom Tchil Mikrei Kodesh. Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. Say both Bechinas and the Kiddush, shall we say? Right. Lamaaseh, the Indian is like this. The yesod is not complicated, right? But it's like this: everything that we have has to be created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create yesh me'ayin, right? Davar Poshet, right? And the same thing refers to the concept of kedusha, right? And everything that the Rebbe Baruch Hu ever created, he created during the 7 days of creation. Right, and the Gemara of Ma'aser Bereishis with Shabbos, right? Kivo Shavas Mikol Melachto Asher Bara Elokim La'asos. Right, that's when of course we'll finish Ma'aser Bereishis, and it's still being developed, right? But all the development that's going on since the 7 days of creation is really Yesh Me'yesh, right? Of course we'll put all the pieces in place, right? And all these different pieces that are in place need to be pulled together. Yes, so I think we hold shtei kedushas. I do believe. I'm not going to take responsibility, but I do believe so. Mm-hmm. But the But the Indian is like this, right? Now, Shabbos is the Yesod of Kedusha, right? Now, here's the catch. You know, here's the, you know, what does Kedusha mean? Kedusha means Nivdal, beyond, right? All right, so of course, Shabbos, you know, that's some debris of Shas was debris of Kedusha. Vayrachim is Yamashri, Vayekadesh Yesod. Right? So, such to be the Makor HaBrocha, it's also, it's Metzias, it's a Metzias Kedusha. Kedusha means beyond, right? That means that Shabbos doesn't belong to this world. It's Kadosh, this world of Chol. And that's what the whole word Kadosh means. It means Nivda. Right? So, you know, so Shabbos is the Makor of Kedusha, right? And you know, and Kedusha is Nivda. Right? So, how do you bring it down? It's there. It's somewhere else. It's in the realm called Kadosh. No? So really, the emes is like this, that it is humanly impossible to bring down Shabbos. Because Kadosh means Nivdal. I mean, you're here and that's there. It's separate. It's, you know, Muvdal. No? So this is the inyan of what Chazal say, Matana Toiva Yeshli Bebeis Genazai V'Shabbos Shema. It's a matana tova. It's a gift. Right? There is no way to access it, and there's no way, you know, to, for lack of a better word, earn it. Right? You know, as in a cause and effect type of way. Because cause and effect, you know, the cause and the effect are hooked up. They're in the same dimension. But if the cause is here, and the effect you want is there, and they don't connect, so you could put in all the effort over here, it's never going to connect, you know, to make the result that you want, because, you know, you're putting your effort here, and, you know, the thing that you want is over there, right? It won't work. That's why Shabbos had to be begeder matana. It's a gift. Right? That Kodesh Baruch Hu had to give it to us, you know, bim matana, and that's why it's also called the Lashon Bebeis Genozai, in my treasure house, because Shabbos is in, you know, the dimension of Kedusha, which is hidden. It's ganuz, like ora ganuz. It's Bebeis Genozai. Right? So Shabbos is given to Am Yisrael as a matana because there is no way to have something, you know, that's kadosh, you know, in your hand, because that's what kedusha means. It means beyond. Right? So it's a pure matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So
I want to tell you something.
I want to make this into Hegdash. It's right here.
But you're coming post facto. Mm-hmm. You're coming lachra maisa after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Shabbos already. You're coming lachra maisa. That was all made.
The same way the whole world is a gift to us. I mean, Shabbos is a gift to us.
There's two things that are missing in our call, the Shabbos and Tshuva, right? Because they don't fit, they're not consistent with what we have in this world, out to this world. So, for example, we're saying that on Shabbos, the Nefesh becomes Neshama. As you say, Nefesh Yisera. So why does it say Nefesh? It should be Neshama Yisera.
No.
Because the mitzvah is to take Nefesh. Nefesh represents the Gashmias aspect of the Ruchnias. Take nefesh and flip it into ruchnius. So, what do you like to do? Like to sleep? On Shabbos, that's a mitzvah. What do you like? Like to eat? On Shabbos, that's a mitzvah. That was the mundane things that usually consider gashmias become the mitzvah. So, your avodah is to elevate the gashmias itself. Within the gashmias, you're creating kedusha, which that can only happen. Change of the teva is from Shabbos. So, a window of olam haba. In olam haba, everything you do, it's pleasurable, it's good for you, and it's elevating. So, you're in a permanent space. Over here, you're able to do the same thing. That's the Yitzim Nekwal.
Okay, fine. Let me explain the model. I mean, you know, you're on the right track. I'll explain the model of how it works, right? And then we'll understand the kesher between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Dafka, where that kesher is the tightest, is between Shabbos and Pesach, that we're going to explain, right? All right. So explain why Shabbos has to be b'matana. Now, speaking post facto, all right, but we have to then explain how we make the transition from one to the other. Post facto, once there's Shabbos on earth, that's the shorash of all Kedusha. Right? You know, so Reb Tzvi asked, there's Kedusha. Well, yeah, wonderful. That's after we got Shabbos b'matana. So now we could draw on that source and, you know, draw from it and bring Kedusha into the world. Right, and Shabbos Mamash the makor of all kedusha. Right,
Kashmir.
Right.
This rule of Kashmir. So what do we do in Shabbos?
What?
Kol malacha. We're showing that that's Hashem's malacha. He's
to be kodesh because Shabbos. Is
okay, no. So I'll tell you. So kayadur is something called olam shana nefesh. Sefer Yetzirah talks about it. There's like three, for lack of a better word, dimensions that move in tandem, right? All right, of course, it's always talking about the Zelberth Zach, but it'll manifest itself in Olam Shana Nefesh, Kayadua. Right? So now, the makom of Kedusha in the Olam is the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Right? And now that's why you'll find throughout the Torah, you know, that Shabbos and Mishkan go together. Right, last week's parasha, Eshav Saitar, Mimigdoshi, Tiro, Ani Hashem, and Kaidu, the Lamech Tes, Melachas of Shabbos, are learned out of Maisa Mishkan, right? Because what Shabbos is in Zman, right? Right, what Shabbos is in Zman, right? That's what, you know, the Mikdash is, you know, in Mokom, right? But by both of them, it came from Shemayim, right? You know, Beis HaMikdash is not something natural on earth, you know, it had to be constructed. And then the Kedusha had to be chal on it.
Yeah,
right?
We talked about the Mishkan. It was a whole part of the whole thing. When he talked about the Mishkan, he explained the whole third dimension of Kedusha in the world, that the assembling the Mishkan, that it is reassembling, had to do with the Kedusha come down to the world.
Yeah, but it's being added. And then it too goes again. That's why you know, over and over and over again, you know, Shabbos and the Mikdash are hukshu zel lazeh. Right, one is b'chinas man, one is b'chinas mokum. Right, now of course, you know, the nefesh, the aspect of nefesh is the kedusha of a yid. Right, am kadosh, v'goy kadosh. Right, so it's am Yisrael, right, Shabbos, right, and the Beis HaMikdash. But now on this issue of kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael, so Kayadua Kedushas Yisrael, right, in the word Bereshis, so we say, Bishul Yisrael Shnikru Reshis, Bishul HaTor Shnikreis Reshis, so Nefesh HaChaim talks about this in Shaar Dawud, and he says it's really Hainuhach. The Kedusha of a Yid, the Kedushas Yisrael is Kedushas HaTorah, it's Hainuhach, and he threads it through the Lashon Chazal, that if a person is in the room when a person's neshama leaves him, he's chayev in kriya kedin sefer Torah shenisraf. It's the lashon of Chazal. And the Chazal says, because, you know, kedushat ha-yehudi, right, the kedusha of the yid, you know, is, you know, comes from the Torah. Right, they're not two separate kedushas, right? That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, was the reshis ha-machshava, right, was for Klal Yisrael and Torah together. And if you want to separate them, so Chazal say an amazing thing, Mi Nivrel Mi, HaTorah B'Shul Yisrael, Yisrael B'Shul HaTorah, HaTorah Nivreis B'Shul Yisrael. If you, that, I, you know, that really it's Kedushas HaYehudi, and the Kedushas HaTorah is Nimshach, the Torah is Nivra for Yisrael. But it has a common shurish, right? That the Kedushas Yisrael is, you know, is who Kedushas HaTorah, right? Who Kedushas HaTorah, right? And that's the Nefesh. And then in Olam it's the Beis HaMikdash, and in Mokom, right, in Olam Beis HaMikdash, and in Zman, in Shona, right, it's Yom HaShabbos, right. Now, this is what we said, you know, V'atem Tzuli Mamlechas Kohanim V'goy Kodesh, that happened in Matan Torah, right? And that's why you find the consequences that by Matan Torah, V'atem Tzuli Mamlechas Kohanim V'goy Kodesh, right, being, if Am Yisrael would have not accepted Torah, we would have not gotten Kedushas Yisrael, right? Right, and if that would have been the case, right, if that were the case, you know, there wouldn't be Shabbos either, right, and there wouldn't be a Beis HaMikdash either. But it goes the other way also. The Kuli Alma b'Shabbos Nitna Torah LeYisrael. Right, there was a machlokas. What was the date? Was it Vav Sivan or was it Zayin Sivan? But less about the plug. It was Shabbos. Because the Torah, what Torah is benefesh, or being chal, the nefesh of the yidin is being makabel, Shabbos is bezman. And immediately after that, you know, as the Marish says in Parshas Truma, after it was matan Torah, then of course it was mitzav on melechas hamishkan. Because now it's kedusha on earth. So now you have to make a place in the olam that's parallel to the kedusha that came down in the Nefesh, which is Kedusha Satira, Kedusha Sayyehudi, and in Zman, it's the Kedusha of Shabbos. And the three, you know, and so the three are three dimensions of the same concept, right? But, you know, and so it all boils down to the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah, gave the Shabbos, right? And the two go together, have a common shirish, right? For that comes all Kedusha, right? But here's the thing, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives the Torah and only gives the Shabbos to Am Yisrael, right? We're the Kli Kibbutz. It was a Matana, right? But in a Matana takes two to tango. So even though it's all Al Dast and Nisein, he's the active, it's not like a regular Kinyan where there's consent from the Kona and the Machnet. He gives the Gelt. And he gives a schora by a matana. It's all, you know, mitzad the noisein, and you know, inka makom laharach, that matan Torah was kulo miad mitzad noisein, right? It was a matan Torah, milshem matana. That's why koflem har kegigis, right? That shouldn't be consensual. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu dumped the Torah on us, but afal pike, even when it's mikoch the noisein matana milshem, you know. Matan, you know, the giving, that's all the Nisen still needs a Makabel. So even though the Kinyan is being done totally by the Nisen, right, but a Makabel you need, right? A Makabel you need, right? So now, so you understand now the chicken and the egg problem that we have, right? Am Yisrael is the Makabel. We're going to get the, you know, the Matana Tava that's Bebeis Genaza, right? Right, yeah. You know, Am Yisrael is going to be Makabel the Torah, right? You know, but Am Yisrael is different from all the nations because they're Kaddosh, right? Well, where's the Kedusha going to come from if they haven't gotten the Torah yet? There's a chicken and egg problem. It's sort of similar to no, so go ahead. What made Am Yisrael? Am Yisrael. What made Am Yisrael Am Yisrael? Because you have a problem. You have a problem with your...
Couple with the Ebershter, the Chasimah.
No, I'm just saying.
You had the Torah, you had the
Kinyan. So you're not...
Point in base of others. That's where the relationship starts.
All right. So that's Pesach. Right? That's the end of Pesach. Right? That Pesach, you know, even though it wasn't the full Matan Torah, right? Right? But... You know, by Pesach v'lakachti eschem li la'am, right? Am Yisrael got separated, right? And we became an Am, and that's what Rashi says in Parshas Bo, right? Very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, "What was the Indian that you know those you know it's from Chazal? We're not going to read it inside, right? But listen to this Rashi. It's really Lizbone. It's a very because it's a very difficult Rashi, right? Rashi wants to understand why there was a special halacha dafka for that door of Mekcho ba'asar, right? That we commemorate ever since on Shabbos HaGadol. Because Kabbalah Biyadenu, that in that door, the Asiri B'Nisan came out on Shabbos. That's one of the Makaris of Shabbos HaGadol. So why was there a special day of Mekho Ba'asar separating the Karim Pesach on the 10th day, right, which it didn't have, you know, in Pesach Doris. So Rashi Bishon Rashi Ben Chorosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, like you said, came time to be Mekayim the Shvuel Avram Avinu. But they have no mitzvahs. They have no mitzvahs. Right? Got to give the mitzvah. Gave them two mitzvahs. Don't pay them out. But lefisha shtufim ba'avodah zara amai mishchuku. Mishchu yedeichem min avodah zara kolachem tzom shel mitzvah. So it's a very strange Rashi, right? Everything is strange from the beginning to end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, it's time to be Mekayim to Shvuot Avraham Avinu. So be Mekayim. No, I got to give them mitzvahs. And the mitzvah they gave him, they were Makayim, you know, Mamish Erev Pesach. They did the Mila, and they did the Shechita Sapsochim, you know, and that's the Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, where it's Arev, Rachel Mispossesses, Bidamayach, right? And fine, So what do I need the mitzvahs for? Right? You have to have your duty bound to the Shvuah to Avraham Avin. Now you have to give mitzvahs. But the real question was, why did I have did of Mekho Ba'asar? Right? So Rashi goes on all this, so clearly they needed mitzvahs. But that's the Fisher Shtufim Bavar Azara, the Mishkul Vikhu. Well, you should have gone straight. Yeah, why do you have halacha of Mekho Ba'asar? Because they're Shtufim Bavar Azara, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Mishkul Vikhu. Right? What was the whole roundabout route? There's a Shvuah to be Mekayim Avraham Avinu, right? Then they have to give mitzvahs, and because. So he is like this.
Mami Pater. You have to have something to have a.
Fine. The Shvuah to Avraham Avinu, right? You know, fine. He's duty bound, right? But he's duty bound to take out, you know, something that's called Zera Avraham more than the Bnei Yishmol, more than the Bnei Esav. It's supposed to be a special nation. Avraham Avinu has many kids, right? Yeah, so that's what it means. They need certain mitzvahs to become this special nation, right? That we're going to be nivdal from the umas with these mitzvahs. And these mitzvahs, as it were, built us up and gave us, you know, a partial identity of a goy kodesh, even prior, you know, to Matan Torah, right? But here's the question, right? Right? How can you give them mitzvahs? No,
who are the avodim in Mitzrayim? It's the Jews.
Right.
It's those are the people that had to be taken out in that prophecy that was made. It wasn't Bnei Yishmael.
Fine. But, you know,
it wasn't Bnei Esav.
Yes.
Well, so how could you have a question who you take out? You take out the ones that were put in.
Yeah, fine. Look, we don't know what's going on with Avraham Avinu's other descendants wherever in the world. But when my roi is that you're being Mekayim the Shvuah on these guys, right? Yeah, Elamai, the truth is.
You know, it's Avraham Avinu, Achik came, the Esav,
right.
So that's the Jewish people.
Yeah, fine. But Avraham Avinu had many descendants, right?
Yeah, but no descendants did not go into slavery. That's the whole thing with the Esav.
It's one step before that. They were nifchar to go down to slavery.
But they didn't
do any mitzvahs
for that
purpose. Yeah. So this is what Rav Moshe Ben Kar says. Listen, actually, you don't like Rav Moshe. He seems to hold. He says they needed mitzvahs because they have shu mitzvahs legal. Because the mitzvahs, you know, these two mitzvahs made us a separate nation. Mm-hmm. So even though it's not the full Kedusha Satara yet, but for it, you know, we have mitzvahs that they don't have. And these are two differentiating mitzvahs, you know, Mila, yeah. Right? And then Korban Pesach, right? Excellent.
We're shechting with this mitzvah also Avodah Zarah, the most popular Avodah Zarah.
I would argue that the first thing being Avodah Zarah, that's
what two things, Bris and Avodah Zarah, two fundamentals.
No, but he says, Balafisha Shtufim Avodah Zarah. Right, so it's Tziva and Mekho Ba'asar, prior to that. They did Mila and Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, right? Mm-hmm. They said, because she's Shtufim Ba'avodah Zarah, right, so they had to do... But here's the vort. This is the point, right? You know, the amkus of what's going on over here, right? Who Adin Nami? Why can't I tell any Egyptian... Listen, you do Mila and do Korban Pesach and you're coming with us.
They don't have the seed of it. They don't have Avraham Avinu's Haftacha. Don't have that Haftacha. The Haftacha is mitbateh with these two mitzvahs first because they're fundamental on the identity. They have a specific identity concept.
So it's really the question is why can you tell any guy to do mitzvahs and he'll get, you know, and he'll be b'madregas Yehudi. You put on tefillin, you keep Shabbos, and you'll be on my madrega also. And we know it's not true. Right? And we know it's not true. Right?
Right?
But he's MacGyver,
it is true.
What? But he's MacGyver. Fine. Yeah. Right. But pre-Gairus, not. Right? Right? Because even for mitzvahs to work, here's the thing, even for mitzvahs don't work on everybody. They only work on special people that are designed to be affected by mitzvahs, right? So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell them, do a special Ach of Mekhol Basar, right? Which we say that day was Shabbos, right? It's an amazing thing, right? Right? You have to understand what was going on in that generation. Shabbos couldn't come down to earth yet because there's no Am Yisrael. Right? But you can't have Pesach, which makes Am Yisrael without Shabbos. But you don't have Shabbos on earth yet until you have Am Yisrael be Makabel Shabbos. And Pesach makes Am Yisrael. Right? The way they broke the chicken and egg problem was that they had they tapped into the koach of Shabbos. And that's how we don't make any event on the 10th of Nisan. You know, Shabbos of Gadol is where we commemorate that. Because it wasn't Shabbos yet, because there's no Am Yisrael be Makabel Shabbos. Right? But you needed something that would tap in as a word of Kedusha Shabbos, that what? Shabbos differentiates us from the Umas Ha'olam. Like we say, Avdal Mavdu Ben Korshcho, Ben Or Choshech, Ben Yisrael La'amim. Right? So the din of Mishkul Ku, separate yourself from the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And that was, and it wasn't a mikra that was on Shabbos. As a word, they were tapping into the Koch of Shabbos before Shabbos could mamash come down to earth. But Shabbos can't come down to earth until there's Pesach, until there's an Am. Right? But you can't have Pesach without Shabbos. So they tapped into the Koach of Shabbos that was still behester, still in Shemayim, by separating themselves, but by no coincidence, on Yom HaShabbos. And that's why the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol, because it's a double Shabbos. Right? Because that Shabbos is double, because it's Shabbos in its own right, but also is the Shabbos that gives Koach to Pesach. And it's Mikoach Pesach that we have Shabbos. And that's why, you know, because Pesach makes Am Yisrael, makes the Kli Kibul for Shabbos, right? And that's why Shabbos is totally in Yetzias Mitzrayim. There will be no Shabbos on earth. Shabbos itself, Gufa, is Zecher L'Maaseh Breishis. But there wouldn't be Shabbos on earth, Ilulei Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what made the Kli, that Shabbos could be on earth, right? But it also goes the other way, right? The very fact, you know, that there was a Pesach. That's what Pesach is a little bit different than the other Moadim, even though all Moadim are Nimshach from Shabbos, like we said. Right? As we're going to explain just one more minute, and then we'll be done. Right? But Pesach ended the world order. What Shabbos does in the spiritual dimensions, that, you know, Shabbos, you know, it looks like the laws of physics will work the same on Shabbos, like the 6 days of the week. Right? Right, but we know it's only Lamaris Ayin. We know in Ruchni, you know, from a Ruchni perspective, you know, the Olam of Chol ceases, right? At the end of Friday, it's Nishbat, right? Chol comes to an end, it's ended, right? And then Kedusha takes over, right? Just, you know, the eye can't see that, right? But like, you know, the kochos of teva reach, as it were, at their edge, right? And kedusha takes over, and then after Shabbos goes out, the kochos of teva are sholate again, right? But that's all happening in the spiritual dimensions of reality. We don't see it within olam hazeh. What stopped chulin finally in olam hazeh and brought kedusha into olam hazeh? Pesach. And that's why the Ramak says this. Well, Pesach is called Shabbos. It's Miloshen Ach Bayom Rishon Tajbisu Seor Mi Batechem. It stopped Chometz. Chometz is Yetzirah, right? The Koach of Chulin, right, is expressed itself in the Yetzirah. It stopped Chometz, right? And that set off the process to prepare for Matan Torah. That's why it's in context of Sfira Seomer, right, that Pesach is called Shabbos in this week's Parsha. Right, in context of Sfira Sa'imer, right, Pesach is called Shabbos, right, because Pesach now makes the world, starts preparing the world for Matan Torah, preparing Olam Hazeh for Matan Torah, because the Gilui that the Kochos Ra'ah are Nishbat, are ceased. We put a cork on them that they can't be Mispashei B'Lisof. The Gilui of that within Olam Hazeh was Pesach, and after Pesach, Mimel, you also have Shabbos coming down there. Right, and the Indian is that, you know, Sheva Shabbosos, which really refers to 7 weeks from Pesach, right? You know, during the 7 weeks of the Omer, we're constantly going through this cycle that Pesach kicked off of being Majbit, the Koch of Chulin, right? To put a cap on it, that it shouldn't be Mispashe B'Lisof, it should be Begvul, and when it's controlled, you could bring down Kedusha. Because, you know, because the Chol is curtailed and contained. As opposed to when it's nispashet b'lisof, you can't bring Kedusha in. There's nowhere for the Kedusha to be chal. Right. So it is an amazing thing. You know, what the Tzdukim wanted, the message, right, that the Tzdukim wanted, that you know, it should be 7 weeks from Shabbos Bereishis, and it should be like this year. You know, seven Shabbatot, and on Shavuos will come out on Sunday every year. There's an amazing, very simple word in that. Because the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is, Shabbos is God's day. He makes it, and he gives it to us for Matana. Yom Tov, we got to do it. It's our Avodah. Right? The Tzdukim didn't want Avodah. Right? When they heard on Tigris Yisrochel say, we don't need this. That's when Tzadok and Bais walked out. They don't want Avodah. Right? They want God to just give it to them. Right? Just like Shabbos is b'matana, they want the whole that you know, Matan Torah, the whole Mahalach of Torah should be God-given. God does it all for you. You don't got to knock yourself out. Right?
They're the Rosh in the Haggadah.
That's right. Ma'avodah azosachem. Exactly. And that's what they want. They want Matan Torah to be out Shabbos breaks. That's why they don't want Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is all the details of what you got to do. If you just go with the Bible, you virtually don't have to do anything. It's very... You know, basically, don't hurt anybody else. If you just go with the all the avodah and all the diktuke halacha, right? It's all in the Torah Shebaal Peh. They don't want it, right? And that's what Yom Tov is connected with the koach of Bezin, the koach of Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's why the Ikar Kofalim Har Kagigas, the Medrash Tanchuma says in Noach, was for Torah Shebaal Peh. Because the Am Yisrael was also reluctant to be Makal. It's too much. It's responsibility. Don't want responsibility. Tzadok and Bait don't want responsibility. They want everything to be Shabbistic, meaning HaKadosh will take care of everything for us anyway. And later, the Tzdukim Taka became the Christians. You know, they were first, yeah. Meaning they were first to Misyavnim, and they went, you know, that cult, you know, got absorbed later into the other cults that arose. And no Avodah. Right? No, but HaKadosh can do it all for you. Right? So HaKadosh gives us Shabbos, but Al Menasa, we're going to work with the Shabbos. And we're going to expand the Shabbos. And that's the end of Yom Tovim. And that's the Zohar that Eretz Yisrael referred to. And Ramchal Darshan's on this, you know, very much over here. Right? That Mikoach, the Shabbos, the Moadim come. And that's what it means. If you're Mekayim the Moadim, it's as if you're Mekayim Shabbos. If you're Mechal the Moadim, it's as if you're Mechal Shabbos. Because HaKadosh, even though Shabbos he makes, it's his day, but he gave it to us for Matana Al Menasta. We're going to pull on it and we're going to expand it. He'll give us Shabbos and we're going to work with it. We're going to make more with it. You know, we're not just going to ride on Shabbos, but we're also going to use it to make Yom Tov and expand it and make more Kedusha.
Is that right? Why
that's Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Kedusha gives Kedusha Shabbos. That's the Shor Shavu Kedusha. For that, there's Kedusha Yisrael. But for that, Am Yisrael has to expand it and make Kedusha Hazmanim, which is the koch of, you know, Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? Shabbos is like Torah Shebechsav. It's like the Bible. Yom Tov is like the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why Asher Tikra also, it pronounces it with the Peh. Mekodesh, Mekodesh, Mekodesh. Is that, you know, the relationship between Shabbos and Yom Tov is a Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebaal Peh relationship. That the Torah Shebaal Peh expands the Torah Shebechsav. You know, you're being maven dardar, you create new halacha, you legislate new laws, right? And that's the relationship between Yom Tov and Shabbos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos al menaskein, right? That we should make from it Yom Tov. Like he gave us the Torah Shebechsav al menaskein, that we're going to use the Torah Shebaal Peh to expand it more and more into the Bria and into the human experience.
This
right?
is why Shabbos, Turkish Shabbos come back?
What?
Could this be one of the reasons why Turkish Shabbos come back? Does it cost you Shabbos? Does it cost you so you don't deserve Shabbos?
Yeah.
Could be, does it get,
It's because it's Makor HaBracha. Yeah. Well, that's because it's Makor HaBracha. You don't lose by investing in Shabbos.
It's
yeah.
Shabbos.
I mean, you know, they're related. They're related. Right? So by the way, there's another medrash in this week's parsha. And then with this, we'll get back to it. There's another medrash in this week's parsha. Parsha Shor Ketzvei Ki Yevoled. Right? So the Gemara, so the Medrash asks, why? What's the time for that halacha? You can't bring a korban until it's sheva yom tachas ima. So it says the Medrash. It's also Medrash this week's parasha. Amazing, right? Because the reason why Torah tziva korban b'shmini kedei shiavor lev Shabbos. And the Medrash goes on and says, V'lam etziva mila b'shmini, k'dei shi'avra lov ha-Shabbos. The reason why 8 days, it guarantees it goes through a Shabbos. Which, by the way, this Medrash is one of the Makaris for Yin of Shom Zohar. It's the Shabbos of Ne'am Mila. Right? Because the whole reason why mila b'shmini, k'dei shi'avra lov ha-Shabbos. So, you know, as this form explains, Svasemis says this.
You're going to
Bris
tomorrow morning?
I'm going to Bris. I hope so. Well, you know, planning to. Right, so the so explains, you know, but it's in all the Sforim, right? It's very simple, right? If a guy does bris mila, is it worth anything?
No,
right? And now that if a person makes a neder, he's a mudran off from all arelim, right? He's usher on all goyim whether they circumcise or not, and he's mutter on all Jews whether they circumcise or not. And same if he's mutter enough from all muhulim, he's usher on all yidden whether they circumcise or not, and he's usher on all right. He's usher on all yidden, and he's mutter on all goyim. Right, the shame bris mila is only by yid. You know why? Because only yidden have Shabbos. Because Shabbos puts a capstone on the olam of chol, and that's how you could move on to the olam of kodesh, which is what bris mila does. Chosam bris kodesh, right? But if you don't have Shabbos, you never break out of the world of Chol, because you don't have that capstone that puts a cap on the Chulin that you can now progress to Kedusha. The Goyim that don't have Shabbos don't have Bris Mila, right? That's saying they're also Korban. Do you want to make this animal Kodesh? You need Shabbos for that. That's what Tzvi asked. Well, I can make something Kodesh. That's all because you're drawing on the power of Shabbos. Then you could turn an animal into a Korban that goes up on Ein Sof. Right, that's mikoach the Shabbos. That's why it's mishiva sein tachas imo miyoshmini vahala. Because we yidden who have Shabbos, we have an escape hatch from the olam of chulin, and we can reach the olam of kedusha. Right, and that's what it is, and that's what it says. And this is the inyan. This is the inyan that Shabbos is in the parsha of Mordechai. Shabbos is the capstone on the olam of chol, right? That enables us to make yom tov. And ilulei this, there wouldn't be yom tov. Right, and Rabbi Broshim is saying, "I'm giving you Shabbos al menaskein that you're going to use this kedusha to make yom tov. Don't just ride the wave. I want you to expand the urea, right? Which means marchiv. You're getting it b'matana. It starts off with a matana. Shabbos, the original shorsh is b'matana, but it's al menas that you're going to now expand it, right? And make yom tov, right? Mamish beside the interaction that there is between Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh, that even the Chumash, of course, who gave us both Torahs, but he gave us the Chumash al menas that we use the Torah Shabbat Peh on it.
Do we really right? Make Yantav? We just designate the month. Then the Yantav comes by itself automatically. Once we do it.
Yeah, but it.
Perform the void of the Yantav.
We can't make Yantav because.
No, Kedushas Hazmar is Nimshach from Kedushas Yisrael, which is Nimshach from Kedushas Shabbos. That's why in the Seder of the Brach, Mikash Shabbos Yisrael Hazmanim. Right? So the original, but of course, who gave us the Shabbos, you know, not just that it's the facilitator for the Yom Tov, but it was Al Menaskin. Now, I'm giving it to Asher Tikros on the Modam. The reason why we're getting Shabbos and didn't give the Shabbos to the Goyim, right, is because we're going to work with the Shabbos to bring even more Kedushan world, more Isser Malacha into the world, right? Because that's al menaskei, and that's what Rashi says. If you're mekayim yom tov, you're mekayim Shabbos. If you're mechal yom tov, you're mechal Shabbos. Because we got the Shabbos al menas that we would make yom tov, right? And something which a goy would never want, right? He would be with just Shabbos v'dayenu, right? So they didn't get Shabbos either. That's what we want to explain.
Whole avoid of Shabbos is not to work.
You're going.